Hello, and welcome back once again to Surgery 101, the podcast brought to you with the help of the Department of Surgery at the University of Alberta. You can find us at surgery101.org or through the Surgery 101 app on iTunes or through our podcast link on iTunes, and you can also look us up on Twitter and Facebook. Here in Edmonton, we're approaching the end of another academic year in the medical school, and the class of 2013 is getting ready to take their final exams and to graduate. This class is the biggest class we've ever graduated. Over 180 new doctors of various sorts, and we think about 30 of them are going to become surgeons. So congratulations to all of them, and we look forward to seeing them on the wards in practice. Over the last few weeks, Surgery 101 has been featuring a lot of videos made by our students. This week we're returning to our normal format of audio episodes. And this week we'll be hearing from Erin Boshi, who'll be discussing melanoma. She'll be looking at the risk factors for development of the condition. Then she'll be considering how you diagnose and stage melanoma. She'll be listing factors that can affect a patient's prognosis. And lastly, she'll be briefly considering the basic principles of surgical treatment of melanoma. So, let's get ready to slap on some sunscreen as we consider malignant melanoma here on Surgery 101.
The skin has two main layers, the outer epidermis and the inner dermis. The epidermis contains both keratinocytes and melanocytes. Malignant melanoma is a tumor of the melanocytes, which are the pigment-forming cells in the skin. Malignant melanoma is the deadliest form of skin cancer. It's the sixth most common cancer among North Americans, and it's estimated to affect 1 in 100 people. Let's set some learning objectives for this podcast. We will focus on 1, risk factors for the development of melanoma. 2, how to diagnose and stage melanoma. 3, factors that affect prognosis. And 4, surgical treatment. Risk factors. There are multiple risk factors that can predispose an individual to developing malignant melanoma. These include older age, history of sunburn or excessive sun exposure, multiple common nevi or moles, any atypical nevus, or a family history of melanoma. Individuals with one or more risk factors should undergo regular skin exams and should pay close attention for any new or changing skin lesions. One of the best ways for physicians to try to prevent melanoma is to counsel patients to avoid excess sun. Diagnosis. Malignant melanoma is diagnosed clinically. There are 4 different types of melanoma: superficial spreading, nodular, lentigo melina, and acral lentiginous. Each of these types has a very different appearance. The most common form, which represents 60% of melanoma cases, is called superficial spreading melanoma. This is a lesion that typically has an irregular border or shape and/or multiple colors. In males, they are often found on the back, whereas in females, they're typically found on the lower limbs. The other 3 more rare forms of melanoma can appear quite different from the superficial spreading form. They may be irregular raised papules, as in nodular melanoma, lighter colored, irregular and evolving lesions, as in lentigo melena, or irregular lesions found on the soles of the feet, the palms of the hands, or beneath the nails, as in the acral lentiginous form. When diagnosing melanoma, it's helpful to remember the acronym A, B, C, D, E. A stands for asymmetry. Typical melanoma lesions have an asymmetrical shape and appearance. B stands for border. Usually, the borders of melanoma lesions are irregular and poorly circumscribed. C stands for color. Melanomas often have two or more different colors within the same lesion. D stands for diameter. Lesions with a diameter greater than 6 millimeters are more suspicious for malignant melanoma. And lastly, E stands for evolving. This is especially helpful in individuals with multiple common or atypical nevi. Basically, any change in size, shape, color, or texture of a lesion should be a red flag that warrants further investigation. Other red flags include inflammation, bleeding, crusting, or any sensory changes. Workup. Though the diagnosis of melanoma is made clinically, all lesions must undergo further workup to determine the stage and extent of disease. An excisional biopsy with several millimeters of cancer-free margins should be taken and sent for pathology. Shave biopsies are not recommended, as they may not accurately assess the tumor depth, which is the most important prognostic factor. Patients should also have a CT of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis to look for evidence of distant metastasis. Further workup in confirmed metastatic disease should include measurement of LDH, or lactate dehydrogenase, as this helps to determine stage. Surgical treatment. Definitive treatment of malignant melanoma involves wide local excision, leaving tumor-free margins surrounding the lesion. 1 centimeter margins are recommended for small tumors less than a millimeter in diameter. All larger lesions should have a margin of 2 centimeters. Surgical removal of these margins is necessary, as tumor cells may be present beyond the visible area of the melanoma lesion. Investigation of regional lymph nodes should also be performed at the time of surgery. It's recommended for almost all lesions except for very early stage 1A melanoma. Currently, sentinel lymph node biopsy is the preferred method unless lymph nodes are clinically palpable or have already found to be positive by fine needle aspirate. In these cases, a full regional lymphadenectomy is recommended. Staging and prognosis. There are 3 key prognostic factors in malignant melanoma that help to determine the severity of disease. These include depth, rate of mitosis, and ulceration. Of the 3 prognostic factors, depth is the most important. There are 2 systems that have classically been used to describe the depth of a lesion. These are the Breslow depth and the Clark's level. Breslow depth simply describes the depth of the lesion in millimeters from the top cell in the epidermis down to the deepest malignant cell in the dermis. The Clark's level is a scale that runs from 1 to 5 that describes anatomically how deep the lesion invades into the skin. A lesion with a Clark's level of 1 is confined to the epidermis. A Clark's level 2 lesion invades through the epidermis and into the papillary dermis. A Clark's level 3 lesion invades through the epidermis and fills the papillary dermis, but doesn't invade the reticular dermis. A Clark's level 4 lesion invades through the epidermis and through the papillary dermis, but is confined to the reticular dermis. Finally, a Clark's level 5 lesion invades through the epidermis, both layers of the dermis, and into the subcutaneous fat. Staging of melanoma is determined using the TNM system, which looks at tumor characteristics, lymph nodes, and metastasis. Clinically, we consider stage 1 melanomas to be smaller, shallower lesions with good prognostic features. Stage 2 melanoma includes larger lesions without an evidence of spread. Once a lymph node is positive, the melanoma is considered to be stage 3. And finally, the most advanced stage 4 melanoma has spread to distant sites. Common sites of metastasis include skin, lungs, brain, jejunum or ileum, and the spine. Overall, the clinical stage is important in predicting statistical prognosis. Stage 1 lesions are typically associated with about a 90% survival after 5 years. Stage 2 lesions have a 70% survival rate 5 years after diagnosis. Stage 3 lesions have a 5-year survival rate of 45%. And unfortunately, once melanomas reach stage 4, the 5-year survival rate drops to only about 10%.
Okay, so let's wrap this episode up and bring it on home. What are the 5 key things you should remember about malignant melanoma? Number 1, it's the most deadly form of skin cancer. Number 2, common risk factors include excess sun exposure and sunburn, multiple common nevi or any atypical nevi, and a family history of melanoma. Number 3, don't forget A, B, C, D, E when assessing skin lesions. That's asymmetry, border, color, diameter more than 6 millimeters, and evolving skin lesions. Number 4, prognostic factors in melanoma include depth, ulceration, and mitotic rate, with depth being the most important. And number 5 and last, surgical treatment generally involves wide local excision with examination of regional lymph nodes. That's it for another episode of Surgery 101. If you'd like to get in touch, please visit us at surgery101.org, email us at surgerypodcast@gmail.com, or send us a tweet to surgery_101, or join or like our Facebook group. You can also use the Surgery 101 network at surgery101.org to give us feedback and to request new episodes. We've got big plans for our summer schedule this year, and we're confident you'll like what's coming next. So, thanks for listening, and we'll see you back here next week for another episode of Surgery 101. 0-1.